Hello, my name is Lisa. I'm coming from Opinion Research. This is a public opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Have I decided to vote?
Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Okay, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The elections for county office will also be held on March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting? Are you almost certain to vote, probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Probably vote.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for state and county offices. When you vote in primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Certain.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1965.
Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, Hispanic, or black?
White.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel they're going in the wrong direction?
Oh, pretty much in the right direction. It could be 10 times worse, so
Thank you.
The right direction.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote in Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, housing affordability, jobs and wages, public safety and crime, inflation and cost of living, or parental rights in education?
I have to pick one of those? Can I pick all of them?
I know all of them are important.
Pick all
which
of
one
them?
Is the most important?
Probably homelessness.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to write your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Gavin Newsom.
Oh, unfavorable.
Very unfavorable or somewhat?
Very extremely unfavorable.
Gary Bredfeld.
Yes, very unfavorable.
Paul Dictos.
Who? Oh,
Paul?
Dictos?
Yes.
Never heard of him. I mean, I have seen his signs, but I don't know anything about him.
Okay, thank you. Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
Very, very favorable.
And Steve Brando.
Who is that? Steve Brando?
Yes.
Don't know who that is.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary elections, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredfeld, businessman, council member, Steve Brando, county supervisor, businessman, Diane Bordes, or Paul Dictos, CPA, assessor, recorder.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? I don't know much about that area of government. I know Gary Bredfeld's been around a long, long time, so I don't know if he's an incumbent or not.
Okay.
So I can't really give an opinion because I don't know too much about them.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredfeld in Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good. Good.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good. I'll say good.
Thank you. Thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some of the descriptions a candidate for Fresno supervisor. Please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for them?
Probably more likely if there's less restrictions.
Much more or somewhat more?
More.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such apartments, buildings, and condos?
Yes. Somewhat more.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat?
No.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Much less.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
A candidate who has removed pornographic materials from the county library?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, if he's done that, then I'm voting for him, yes.
Okay, much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much more likely.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Oh, yeah, that sounds wonderful. Sure. Much more likely.
Okay. Candidate who is 80 years old.
I don't know who you're referring to. Or maybe I do. Probably not.
Okay.
Somewhat no. More likely no.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Yes. Yes. Much more likely.
Okay. And a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, small chance, or no chance of you voting for that candidate. Gary Bradfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during pandemic. He's running for county supervisors as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement in our military. Bradfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listened and respected. There are good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance of you voting for him.
What did you say about MAGA?
It says he's running for a county supervisor as a MAGA Republican.
Okay,
to
yes, that's
right.
Much more likely.
Good chance, fair chance?
Chance, great chance.
Chance,
yes.
Okay. Stephen Bandu currently serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandu has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandu is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
Good chance.
Thank you. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor recorded. He's running for county supervisors to be an independent voice and taxpayers' advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance?
A slim chance.
Small or fair?
No, just put no. If they're all in the same category
no
as Rutherford.
Would that be no chance of
no
you
chance.
Voting for him? Okay. After hearing this information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Bryce Herrera, Gary Bradfell, Stephen Brandu, Diane Bordes, or Paul Dicto, for whom would you vote if you had to choose today?
Rutherford.
Thank you. Finally, here are some questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat or Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not
yes.
strong Republican? Strong? Okay. Thinking about political terms, would you say that you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhere in between really conservative and fairly conservative.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Thank you. Are you currently, do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
I live with my family, my father, who owns his home.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And that concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.